Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, and Kim Stevens of Hager's Farm Market, who the last time was on the show a couple years ago talking about Pioneer Valley popcorn, which is our local popcorn, which I can see in the background of your Skype screen. I, full disclosure, get your popcorn all the time now. I love it. But another thing I love to do, given that I'm going to be spending a lot of time at the Franklin County Fairgrounds, is A, eat your maple cream fried dough at the Franklin County Fair, but B, when I make like a day trip, summertime in the valley, maybe out to Ashfield or something, swinging by Hager's Farm Market on Route 2 there and come and get some fresh picked berries or other wonderful things that you've got at the farm stand. What's kind of the overarching theme of what Hager's has to offer as a farm stand on Route 2?
Fresh local food.
Yeah.
That's what we offer.
What's hot right now?
All of the veggies are starting to come in. You know, we're getting into the summer squash, zucchini, cucumbers, strawberries and raspberries from Norris Farm are coming in. And then to, you know, round out the palate with that, we have all of our own meats. We have our own turkey pot pies now that we're making in tandem with our bakery. And then, of course, you know, you mentioned the bakery. We always have 14 different kinds of fresh bread that we make. And we have a bakery case that just, if you can't find something in there that you like, that would be a tough job.
I always was curious a little bit that your mom is a nutritionist, isn't she?
She's a school nurse, yes.
I look at that bakery display and I'm thinking like, wow, this is what they're not supposed to be eating in the schools, but we can eat it because we're adults.
Sometimes treat.
You know, I live by the adage of everything in moderation.
Except yeah. Alcohol. Oh, sorry.
But we do have a lot of local beers, too.
I know.
Wine. What I love about the Hager's Farm Market is you really are there for everyone. Your family's been in the area for, I think, 7 generations. It's so much a part of the community, and the community's part of you. How do you make it more possible for people who have less to be able to actually come into the market and get food from you?
We definitely try to keep our prices as low as we can. We try to make a lot of the stuff ourselves to try to keep those prices down. But then we also are a SNAP hip vendor, which I think particularly over the past 3 years, I feel like that's been a great way that we've been able to help people out because a lot more people have qualified for that. It's been great for people to come in and be able to get those fresh vegetables and then be reimbursed for them.
And you also do a farm share, don't you?
We do. It's a different kind of a farm share. So it's a set amount per week. And then you can come in, and if you want to have burgers that week, you can use it all on hamburger. I have one customer that she wanted to freeze up some strawberries for the winter. So she used her share on a flat of strawberries. It's a very flexible program.
And then you have a little bit of a financial deal if you commit.
Yep. If you purchase ahead of time, the half share program, it's $300 worth of goods for $250, and the full share is $600 worth of goods for $500.
You got to spend it anyway. And as I just said, they've got everything there, and you can use that money however you want when you get in there. I think it's great.
Can I ask the awkward question a little bit, Kim? Because I know that all small businesses, and including farms and small restaurants, are really challenged right now because of the cost of everything going up. So on the one hand, it's costing you to make that sandwich more than it would have in the past, and you want to pay employees the amount they need to get by. So I'm wondering how you're sort of juggling that conundrum.
It certainly has been a challenge, but we've gotten very creative and we're trying to utilize every resource we have to keep those prices down. It's come at us from every angle, everywhere from local goods that we buy in, those people's prices are going up. The prices of diesel and fertilizer, and then you throw labor on top of that, and it's certainly been a challenge, but we like to be able to pay our employees well and keep them satisfied. We've just gotten pretty creative at how can we mitigate this increase in this product at this time.
Talking with Kim Stevens of Hager's Farm Market, which is right on Route 2. Are you technically in Shelburne or outskirts of Greenfield, or what is your technical designation there?
We are technically Shelburne.
But your location can't really be beat as far as farm stands go. And I'm imagining, especially during leaf peeping season, but even now with people going out to the Berkshires, are you getting a lot of people that aren't from the Valley stopping by your farm market? And what stuff are they interested in getting? And what are you hearing from out-of-towners?
We definitely are starting to get the summer travelers in. We have a lot of people that head north up to Vermont that stop in and then are going out to the Berkshires. I've heard that they're not doing such big vacations, but they're just doing day trips. They come in and get a sandwich. They, of course, want to try the maple ice cream.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're getting stuff maybe for dinner tomorrow night, so they'll pick up some meat and just some fresh veggies. We have a lot of different unique products, too. You know, local peanut butter and jams, jellies, that type of stuff. So they'll, you know, pick up something different.
You mentioned, Kim, that your mother's mantra as a school nurse is everything in moderation, and that you've got so many good and delicious things there at Hager's Farm Market. I allow myself one maple cream fried dough a year, and that is at the Franklin County Fairgrounds, and it is your maple cream fried dough. Are you going to be at the Green River Festival this weekend?
We are not at the Green River Festival.
Well, thank God, because, you know, then I would have to alter my amount of moderation in regards to my one fried dough with maple cream on it. And I know if you're, you know, less good at moderation than I am at this particular thing and want maple cream, that is also usually available at the market as well, right?
It is, yes. We sell half pounds and pound jars, and it's a hot commodity. It's hard for us to keep it in stock.
Get a pound jar and just eat it out of the jar. Forget about moderation. Moderation be damned.
Well, the great thing about the maple cream is it will keep for a very long time.
Yeah.
You can moderate yourself.
But go to town on the Pioneer Valley popcorn, too, which is also available through Hager's Farm Market and all the other great stuff they've got there. Kim Stevens of Hager's Farm Market, right over the border of Greenfield and the cusp of Shelburne. And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, where you can find out about all our local heroes, buylocalfood.org.